In the narrow room, the old man lay close to death. 2 days before, he'd ceased to speak, lapsed into unconsciousness, and the final vigil begun. The ravages of cancer had eaten into the muscle, leaving a starved skeletal husk. In the bed, the body lay awkwardly propped, the skull and limbs crucified at jarring angles. The open eyes were cloudy, their tissues dried, the seized mouth a scabby, parched red hole. The heart beat on and the lungs drew breath, but it was impossible to tell if he remained aware. Above the man's head to the right on a whitewashed wall, a cheap print of a ruddy-faced Jesus Christ, his heart exposed and arms outstretched, offered eternal salvation to his followers. Just after dawn on the longest day, the breathing grew hectic. The skeletal ribcage heaved with irregular breath, the wheezing lungs gasping for oxygen, failing into silence and then, against expectation, rising again. The death rattle had commenced. The Amvan Kinshe pronounced. The moment of death was close. A 9-year-old boy was hurriedly dispatched to gather in the last of the man's sons. Boy and son returned to find 10 watchers crammed shoulder tight within the Spartan room, all staring at the tangle of limbs. A rasping breathing filled the air. In the silence of the watchers, that panicked, drowning sound rose to a crescendo, then plummeted, free-falling into an agonizing void, and then began again. This death was not veiled, but a rite within an Irish clan. I stared around the room at these watchers, at my 9-year-old nephew Sean who'd come from me, at my heavily pregnant cousin Bernadette, at the seer, my matronly Aunt Tilda, who now led us in the wake, the woman of wounds, our midwife of death, at Nora, the elderly neighbour who sold eggs, and at other witnesses to whom I had never spoken. I wondered what they sought to gain from the moment of death of this man, of Sonny, my father. The seer broke out in prayer and began to recite the 5 sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. As one, the watchers returned her chant. The tight, single-bedded room, no bigger than a prison cell, filled up. The song of voices overwhelming the stuttering rhythm of Sonny's lungs. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. The sound boomed off the ceiling, off the whitewashed walls, the concrete floor, the glass cover of Jesus our Saviour, reverberating louder and louder, filling every orifice. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death. Verse after verse, prayer after prayer, keening.